Political salvation. The false hope of America. Now that the church has become the first self-righteous church of no condemnation, because the church really doesn't challenge anything today, and salvation has become the good news of the prosperity gospel, and the churches only require that their members confess that they believe some kind of existentialistic redemption. But not believing in the Christ of the Scripture, nor believing the teaching of God's Word in those propositions that we read from the Scripture. We've seen the Ten Commandments. They've been replaced in our churches with man-made moralism that promotes the autonomy of man with no accountability. A man who was self-centered, self-indulgent, and self-affluent. Is it any wonder we find that in our society today? Thereby substituting biblical sanctification with some form of legalistic pietism. Teaching an eschatology of defeatism, which has freed the church members from their responsibility of cultural transformation. We don't have to polish the brass on a sinking ship. Why should we be surprised then that salvation would be sought after by our people in some other form that promises redemption and security to the people? It is not surprising that they're willing to give up so much in order to achieve such restoration in security from its government. Because of an impotent Christianity, we really have no viable alternatives for those who are trying to survive in these modern times of economic and social, cultural, political turmoil. We find our people in this nation, whether Christian or not, both seeking salvation from the one realm that seems to control our current destiny. The state. Statism. Government can solve all your problems. Government will lead you to utopia. This is political salvation. We have placed our faith and our trust in the political process with the hope that government can bring restoration to our nation. A restoration that saves us from economic and cultural ruin. And that social justice can be dictated by political and judicial enforcement upon the people. This status mentality is reflective of the current desires of the people in our nation. It is true of many, whether they're liberal or conservative. Both want a Messiah that will lead them to the dreams of a utopian society. Both want a moralism of which neither is based on biblical law. Both want a restoration by means of the political process, of which neither desires to have a true Messiah in that redemption and restoration. Rather, the nation cries with a loud voice, "We have no king but Caesar." Government is our king. Government is our Messiah. And I say to you, I believe we have a lot of false messiahs in our nation today. Both believe that government can save the nation from political, social, economic, and educational ruin. Yet such a salvation can never, ever bring true justice, can never bring a change that will benefit the people justly, righteously. It can only bring one thing, more bondage by our government. People are giving up their rights with the promise of security. The promise that from cradle to grave, the government will provide all your needs, resolve all your conflicts, will give you the life that you can live and want and benefit if you will just give them the authority and relinquish your rights. It's sad to say that modern Christianity is also caught up in this scheme of political salvation. Christians today are looking for a righteous leader who will come into office, and much like King Josiah in ancient Israel, change the nation through some form of political restoration. Make abortion illegal. Reverse the homosexual agenda. Transform the public schools with better quality education. Resolve excessive taxation that has really placed a heavy burden on the people, in which the host is so small and the parasite so large, the host is about to die. Place limitations on the welfare state. Not get rid of the welfare state, just try to cut back on welfare. Establish social justice through legislative mandates. Reduce the size of government. Appoint a more conservative Supreme Court. And last but not least, recast our economy on a more conservative monetary foundation. However, the problem still remains that such political changes will lead our nation to a national registration of righteousness, and somehow, because of this scheme, God will bless America once again and remove from her judgments that He has brought upon us because of our many sins, because of our transgressions against His law, by which He judges all men and nations. This is the false hope of a political salvation. I'm not saying that these areas and issues are not important and need to be dealt with. Not at all. We will, in time, deal with all of them. What I'm saying is that the solution must not come from a conservative or liberal humanistic perspective. National restoration by political means does not equal salvation. Like in ancient Israel, the people were not willing to live under the divine law of God's true justice. And they soon returned to their former pagan practices of idolatry in all of its manifestations after the death of King Josiah.